comes Huberto down to our left on the empty net. Huberto walks in, and he scores on the empty net. And that'll put an exclamation point on this one. The Panthers have taken a 6-4 lead over the Sabres with a 1:23 to go here in this third period of play. Lindell snaps one from a long distance on the empty net. He scores. Anton Lindell's got two in the game, and the Panthers have taken a 7-4 lead with 5 seconds to go. Another empty netter.
I don't know if we can do it one more time. I was waiting for the lady to say one more time. Good morning and a happy Friday to everybody out there. I can't wait to see what the Panthers have for you tomorrow. Are they going to go down, what, 3-4-0 and then go, okay, we got a period and a half left. Let's go ahead and put 6 or 7 on their ass.
Well, they know it's a late-arriving crowd in South Florida, right? Sometimes the fans will come to a little bit later.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, let them get a 4-1 lead, 3-1 lead, and just make sure you're sitting in. You just got to make sure you're sitting in your seats at the end of the game. Otherwise, you're going to miss a lot.
Wow, yeah. And no matter what it is, after a period and a half the other way is don't leave early.
Right.
Because the Panthers went on it again last night, as you just heard, down 3-0. And 4-1, and you're going, oh, God, not again. And these guys come storming, 6 straight goals, come storming back. And another 4-goal third period, which, by the way, these are not normal, as you know, for you hockey fans out there. And yet they're getting it from everybody. It's like, hey, Barky, don't worry. Now I'm doing it. Bark off, don't worry about it. When you get back, love to have you, but we got plenty of guys right now that are really, really playing well. Reinhardt, Huberto, Big Knights, Lundell. I mean, you can go on. Ekblad, both those two had 2 goals last night. And then it was, and the crazy part is, I'm sitting there watching, and I believe they go down 4-1, and they, you know, you see Big Bob get pulled, which I always wonder how those guys feel. And hockey's kind of a unique thing for goalies because it gives up a little bit of a shaky goal there, and you see the, you know, the coach, who's kind of a first-time head coach and hadn't been at this a while, and you're pulling off a guy that's been really good for the most part all season long, but he just didn't have it. 4 goals and like 12 shots. So he comes dragging out of there, and don't worry. Spencer Knight comes in and doesn't give up a goal the rest of the, game. 19 saves for him. So they've got it rolling, man. They've got it rolling. Now, look, you don't want to make a living – like being in a football game down 7. The Kansas City Chiefs did this a couple years ago. All right, down 17-0, and you go, you know, they got a really good team. They're going to come back. Panthers are playing that way right now as well, being down these ridiculous amount of goals and coming back to win. So I can't wait for tomorrow, man, see what's going to happen during the day. What they got with which, by the way, tomorrow – I love college football, and a lot of you do too, probably, if you listen to this show and you love your NFL. This is a great couple of days coming up, and if you're and if you really like it all, we got the high school playoff state semifinal. We've got a really good team in every classification here, and it's the same old names as you've gotten used to. You know, when it's all said and done, and I'm just starting with our high school before we get to the college. And, of course, the Miami Dolphins at home to take on the Giants in a huge, huge game this weekend to get one game away from 500 going into that bye week. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it would be one sweet bye week. You win 5 straight games and get that week off or a few days off before you take on the Jets at home. No motivation needed for that one. But you look, and here we are, and we'll talk to Larry Bluestein about this because that's what we do on Fridays during football season. Columbus, St. Thomas, Northwestern, Central, Cardinal Gibbon, Chaminade Madonna, and Champagne. You're going, man.
Same ones. Yeah, same
those
team.
Sound really familiar. Right. Yeah, right. Those are the ones winning most of the state championships all the time. Now, a couple of them have to go on the road and then try to be road dogs here this tonight. But, yeah, so got a lot of good stuff. Blue will get us all caught up on that and everything else, talking to him last night, and he's all jacked up. We've got Mike Gesicki going to join us at 7 o'clock, having another great season. But more than that, I always say this. So I'm watching Mike Gesicki has made He made some sick catches last year. I don't know if any of you have right off the top, the one catch that kind of stands out for you. I mean, Mike Gesicki made a catch going down the middle one-handed between safeties and a guy chasing him that was ridiculous last year. He's made so many one-handed catches. I always say this. Someday Mike's going to be a grandfather or our father in his late 40s, early 50s. And he's going to sit down one night and go, you know what? I'm just going to go back and look and show all my one-hand. He got more one-handed catches than any guy I've ever seen. And by the way, I will say this. His hands are as good as any player that I've ever seen put on a Dolphins uniform that was a receiver.
Interesting statement, right?
I was thinking about it, you know, and Mike's going to join us at 7 this morning, like I said, and I was just thinking, guys, he dropped passes. He's got, and by the way, where he makes a lot of his catches is not a place a lot of guys want to go, even though the rules have changed a little bit and the players are protected a little bit more. You can still get the crap knocked out of you, and he just he makes some one-handed catches that are just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, first thing we all laugh when we see one of these backhand and he jumps up about 11 and a half feet and does a one-handed over the top of some defensive back. And I go, well, that'll be on ESPN tonight.
Of course.
Oh, that'll be on NFL Network. We'll see that one.
He should have Odell Beckham's dad make a video for him.
Don't do that. Somehow it'll turn into something bad and somebody will be upset. Don't do that. By the way, we got some great college games to get to. Bama and Georgia, kind of the big cat. And if you're going to have big numbers and you want to feel like a college football playoff a couple weeks early here, that's the one.
You got to start with tonight's game. It's a big South Florida game.
Tonight is, and we're going to get to
that.
We're
going to get some news, right? Hopefully after this. Isn't that what we're waiting for after Friday's game? Big Friday night game with Mario Cristobal. Maybe we get something out of this tonight or tomorrow?
Well, so last night was the last night I'm putting any time into detective work because my detective work has been all over the place with people that I've trusted that I realize aren't really sure but have a gut feeling that people that are close to the situation than I am, but I realize because of this athletic director thing being all over the board, they're not really sure, and so they're scared because apparently everybody that is got a little piece of the decision, we can't all get on the same page with this thing, even though they're going to come out when it's all said and done and say we're on the same page the whole time, and I'm going to call a bunch of on that. But that's okay. That's a different story. Right now, we're looking at what's happening, and Manny's still got some support, and Mario obviously has got a lot of support.
But now the national media is all over this too.
They're all over it, and so now what has happened is the national media is now talking to people that were interviewed as athletic directors, and privately some of them saying it just doesn't look well run. It looks like it's very dysfunctional, as we've called it. It just looks like everybody's got their own agenda. Some people have already kind of made up their mind what they want. And part of the problem is, or not problem, but part of this is you've got pure 100% assistant ADs and ADs from other programs that you've interviewed that would be interested, obviously, if they're interviewing. And some of them feel like they're going against former Canes players who have no background as pure athletic directors. So this thing, you know, again, talking last night and then talking to a head coach. Now, it's interesting because the head coaches are all represented, especially the top guys, by only a couple of agents represent a lot of the same college football coach. By the way, good business all of a sudden into is represent coaches in the NFL and even more so
college
if you
football.
Get one of these college football coaches, which, by the way, they're all making. There is not one part of sports that has jumped up in money like the top college football coaches. Everybody has seen that, and I'm not talking about Nick, and I'm not talking about Dabo. I'm talking about a whole bunch of new dudes that if somebody would have told you the amount of money they'd be making this upcoming year, you would have said, no way, Joe. You're getting ridiculous. And so we're seeing that. So I heard, you know, more Cristobal talk last night. And again, I understand when everybody calls and a coach said, "Hey man, I'm hearing the Cristobal thing's in play." And I go, I said, "Listen, this sounds like sometimes like my marriages. They're up and they're down. They're all around. Like I can't take it anymore. I've moved on to the Giants and Dolphins. I'm done trying to be Barry. I can't. Only Barry Jackson can be Barry Jackson. I'm done with." And I also know people take my call or call me to get whatever their side of the story is. I understand that, and it's fine. I appreciate them calling and killing a couple hours of my life last night to talk, and I got a chance to walk around the backyard a little bit while I was doing it.
But if enough of these national guys who are not down here, you know, obviously down here on a daily basis, like Barry or someone like that, come out and say what a mess this is, what a bleep show this is.
Well, we
is.
Thought it was.
Right, but this is all – now you got people talking from all over the place to even national people.
Well, they're talking
– how bad this is.
They're talking to some of the guys that have – and maybe women. I don't know if there's women. I don't know who's been interviewed, but some have said, you know – and we've had some people pull out of the job and say they're not interested because they just think it's not real stable and it's not real safe for, you know, everybody's looking for security in a job. And but the Cristobal thing all of a sudden is, as you said, when you jumped over it, you're right. This game tonight, not that it has anything to do with a championship or getting to the playoffs, but Utah and Oregon – and the Mario thing, and so again it popped up last night. Well, how come Mario hadn't gotten a new contract like we've seen all these guys that have done what Mario's done? Mario's getting a lot of 10-win seasons, and he's going to Pac-12 championships and won a Pac-12 championship with the quarterback we didn't get, and those type of things. So I'm curious to see, folks. I guess it's still in play. Somebody told me, a Cuban guy that's born and raised here, they all like to make their way back home no matter what. At the end of the day when they're talking, especially when you can recruit a majority of your talent and you don't have to jump, even if it's a fancy jet, when you're in Oregon, you got to travel.
Yeah,
and you got to jump on, and it's a few hours versus being able to jump in a car and schools you either played against when you were in high school. So, you know, they tried to remind me, don't take that out of play no matter what. And he can say he's not interested, but all of a sudden the money gets, and they put big boy money, which for years, let's be honest, the knock on the University of Miami, going back to Butch Davis, talked to him right after the Sugar Bowl, like yesterday, after they beat up Florida pretty
right.
good on that mm-hmm. super talented team that was the best team in the country, not even close, and they didn't get to play for it. And he said, "Man, I just got to get paid like some of these guys. I want to stay." Now, I don't know if Butch is going to stay or not because Cleveland made him a pretty good offer. But so the knock has been that job, because of pay, it's been a short-lived. You've seen it. You've seen all the great coaches that have left to go on other places, and one of the reasons has been, you know, it's a great job, but you got to use it. If you're going to get paid, probably got to go somewhere else.
Right. What changed where all of a sudden the money's not a problem, or to some people money's not a
I
problem?
I just think, hey, man, you're going to do business, and you want to keep talking about being an LSU, and you want to talk about being a Notre Dame, or you want to talk about having a chance to get back to Georgia and Bama and all those programs. You can't – no matter what these guys say, I want to win a national championship. Yeah, I agree you do. I do believe you do. But you also want to get paid and have security for the rest of your life. And somebody starts talking about 8, 9, or 10-year
right.
contracts
– for $100 million.
And making more money than three-quarters of the NFL coaches. And you can do it in a place that the recruiting somewhat on automatic pilot or can be. Man, and we've listen. Our lifestyle here, a lot of Cuban Americans like to come back here. I do agree, and I worked with a girl, and I was thinking about it last night, and not to bring up Jackie Nesbro in the middle of this. She was working on national TV in New York and had a great job. Obviously, beautiful, talented,
right, yeah.
And she wanted to come home, and she took the anchor job. And by the way, she still has it, And I remember, like, it was important to her to come back here where she grew up.
Right.
So that thing does exist. It's a unique lifestyle that we all love. We live down here. So I guess I got to take that more into consideration, although I've always thought coaches were a little different breed and will coach anywhere. And,
well,
and if I'm a good recruiter, like Mario's confidence in recruiting, he's one of the most confident recruiters I've ever been around.
Last
couple
years, he's been one of the best, right?
And then there's Manny out there still working his ass off. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Speaking of the Miami Hurricanes, we got Tyler Van Dyke, the Canes, a sensational freshman quarterback coming off one of the best years we've ever seen. Redshirt freshman getting his first chance to play and lit it up. He's going to join us next. But first, I want to take a moment to talk to you this morning about your South Florida Chevy deals. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I get a little excited talking about South Florida Chevy dealers on a Friday because you got more time to get out there. At some point, you're not going to be watching sporting events, and you're going to start looking, and you're going, we got to find something. We got to find a car. We got to find something we can afford. We got to find something that the family likes. It's got a great look, plenty of space. That's why I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, best overall products we've ever had. And I can tell you on behalf of every general manager and every head of sales and all of our dealerships around South Florida, come on down, man. Take some test drives. Let us show you what 2021 looks like. You're going to be blown away. The SUV family has never, ever been better than it is right now, starting with the big boys like those beautiful new-looking Tahoes and Suburbans. And plenty of space. Yeah, we added more space onto the big guys. If we figured if it's about space for you and being comfortable with that big family, then we want to make sure we're right there as the leaders. And the midsize SUV, like that 2021 Traverse. Yeah, it's a midsize, but boy, when you get inside, it feels like a big boy SUV. And what a great look. And then the Equinox SUV, plenty of substance. Oh, my gosh. And one of my favorites that I finally had to get one. I think the Trailblazers are one of the best-looking small SUVs in the market. They are so cool and so much fun to drive that I bought one. Yep, I bought one, and I want you to go out and check them out, too. They're fantastic. I got to tell you, Silverado Trucks, we got the perfect, strong, durable truck. Maybe our best product of all of them right now. Get on out this weekend. Spend a little time. Fall in love at your convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. You're going to fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend.
6, 7, 8, 9. Dolphins Friday here on 560 WQAM, home of the Miami Dolphins, sponsored by Gunther Mazda. Get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther.
All right, Zach, we've got Mike Gesicki expected to join us here in about 15 minutes. Having a really, really good season this year. We'll talk to him about this turnaround for the Miami Dolphins. They get set to take on the New York Giants bye week and then the New York Jets. I call it the New York sandwich we're going to have here over the next couple of weeks. So
it's a nice big fat W sandwich.
Boy, I hope so too. I hope there's some extra whatever your favorite meat
from Katz's Deli, Carnegie, you name the New York deli, that's what I hope it is.
Hopefully, yeah.
What do you go with? What's your deli sandwich?
Oh man, wow. I've been going the Italian sub lately. I've been loading it up with salami, bologna, ham. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I've been going just straight roast beef the last like 3 weeks after all the turkey and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah,
going,
just a little change of pace there.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You go just the boar's head turkey sometimes.
Yeah, honey maple.
Publix sub. Honey maple turkey.
Right?
By the way, it is amazing. You go to Publix and they go regular or boar's head. You go boar's head.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to the Publix, but if you're giving me the options.
No.
I'm paying the 80 cents
yeah,
more.
Yeah, you're
going to
pay a little more to get that. Listen, we've got a lot of stuff going on here. I got to get to this before we get to all our teams and all the great football we have coming up this weekend and the unknown of a college football athletic director and head coach and, you know, national signing day right around the corner and all that stuff. But
we still don't know yet?
No.
Okay.
Waiting for Joe to announce it.
I'm waiting on Joe's new timeline, or is he done giving
I'm
timelines?
Done.
Remember the timeline when we came in here Monday morning? It was going to happen that day.
Yeah, I think he said 24 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Guys, listen, don't worry.
That's right. You guys,
everyone's
keep,
been off.
You guys keep
you're
reminding me.
Out of the insider business. That's okay.
Yeah. Everyone, you know what? No one's been accurate.
If you're not an insider, don't try to act like one. What I looked in the mirror, and that's what I told myself. So, Antonio Brown, man, one of the great. He's really a bad guy. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I know he comes across that million-dollar smile and stuff. Antonio Brown. So, come to find out. And this stuff just all works together. So you probably saw as one of the lead stories yesterday from down here in Miami. He's, of course, a Miami guy and went to Norland High School. He had a fake vaccination card, or as the league likes to say, he misrepresented their vaccination status or some bull crap, whatever it was. So anyway, and of course, his coach came out on his behalf, Bruce Arians, and said, listen, the guy got vaccinated. This is no story. Okay, so Bruce, he lied to you. His attorney came out and said, hey, this needs to stop. He has been vaccinated. He's never had that fake card. Okay, attorney. By the way, help me out on that, Woody. You got a wife that's an attorney. I don't know if you had a chance to ask her. So when your client comes out and you're representing them, as you realize this thing's going to get ugly and could hurt your image, which is important to players to make some extra money, when he goes, listen, man, I need you to go out and tell everybody, man, I got vaccinated. I'm telling you, I got vaccinated. Okay, I'll let them know. You know, it's all fake reporting and all the nonsense of the media because we get blamed for everything every time a story comes out. Or this guy was just against you. So there's just so many parts of this. It's funny. Like if you would have just paid and not stiffed the personal chef, which, by the way, how many people's Antonio Brown stiffed? I'm tired of attorneys coming out saying, oh, it's not true. He's being accused. No. What he's being accused of, he's done. He stiffed more people. You get a personal chef. This is not the first one. The guy went out to Oakland with him and got stiff for big money.
They left him a fish head in the freezer. Remember that.
So it's just been one thing after another. So he makes this guy mad. He's not getting paid. And Antonio Brown's girlfriend says, hey, we need some fake vaccination cards before we go back to Tampa Bay this year. Can you get us a couple? He goes, no, I can't get them. But so anyway, they apparently found them. And so Antonio got in a big fat lie. Apparently he's been vaccinated since, at least he says. I don't believe anything Antonio Brown says or anybody says on behalf of Antonio Brown.
Well, one of the NFL Network people, or maybe it was Schefter last night, said he got into camp with the card and then realized that they're going to find out it's a fake card and quickly got vaccinated so it didn't have to look like he had a fake card anymore. But if that is even the case, what was the point of the fake card?
Well, he's an idiot.
If you were going to run and get a vaccination anyway.
It's real simple. He's an idiot. But I wonder how much the attorney knew. That's the thing. Like, did the attorney help orchestrate this deal here? Did he cover and lie for him?
I'm going to go with cover and lie in the back end of this, not in the front end of this.
That's a big deal if the attorney's out there lying.
Right. There's going to be attorneys listening right now who said you can't accuse an attorney of lying on behalf of their client. Because he's just going to say, hey, that's what my client told me.
I mean, I'm guessing Antonio Brown told the lawyer that, and that's what the guy will say. It's okay.
That's why he's paying him.
But
he's
this
also
stuff,
speaking to reporters, not like in a court of law here, but.
So anyway, the other part of this, it's really funny. Like, this doesn't even happen and nobody ever knows or gives a crap if you didn't stiff the personal chef. All his problems are from, just ripping off everybody. He doesn't pay agents. He doesn't pay his attorneys. He doesn't pay the people that put on his kids' parties and he wanted nice things. Chefs, a real weakness, apparently likes fancy chefs that can come in and make his food right so he can stay healthy, but apparently he doesn't like to pay him. And I'm guessing personal chefs charge a little bit more money.
I can imagine so. And they don't like to get paid in likes and clicks. You know?
Hey, your name's going to be all over my social media, so more than a million people can see it. I need money. That's nice, but
if I get you 50,000 likes instead of $10,000, will that be good enough? Because that's the way I pay people now on social. That's a social media currency, right? Likes and retweets and all that. Yeah, why not?
Listen, you still don't think he ends up broke very shortly after his career?
No, because he's stiffing all these people because he saves his money.
Yeah, but he's going to get sued by
everyone. Wants nice things. Well, we've seen it.
It's expensive to get sued.
The ongoing lawsuits of this guy. Like, stop it.
It is pretty ridiculous that one person.
But I got to tell you, the hardest part of all, like, he lied to Bruce Arians. When the season started and Bruce Arians came out and said, we're 100% vaccinated. We're not only world champs, but my guys have all done the team deal. Like, he was pumped. Like, Bruce, who's had cancer and, look, not the healthiest guy if he gets it.
No, right.
Bruce Arians could be in big trouble. I mean, his health's not very good to even be a coach right now. So,
$81 million career dollars, Hollywood. That's Antonio Brown.
Yeah. I got a feeling he's got money. You keep wanting him, like, broke right now. I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
I don't want him broke. I mean, do think he's a bad guy, but
I think he's fine. Like, bad guys can keep their money.
Yeah, I just think if anyone was going to end up broke and end up on one of those movies that we see.
You're going to say you wish it was him?
No, I don't wish it was him. I don't have to wish. I know it's going to be him. Joe, you could tell by the way this guy lives that he's going to be in trouble. And he lost, by the way, more money in his playing career than probably anyone ever.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people have given up that much money.
He had some kind of, he had a bad year for a great player. He had for a great player, and he's still a really, really good player.
But the greatest part about that was, he had a bad, whatever it was when he was, when he left Pittsburgh and got to the Raiders and then got to New England, he had everything kind of done for him by his agent. Like, they ripped up the deal. They got him a new deal. All he had to do is be a half-good soldier. And he would have got paid a ton of money the next couple of years.
Just
gave it all up.
Couldn't help himself, and then came home and was a complete ass clown for a while. Just, and by the way, and you got to give him credit. Not only did you look like a complete ass clown, you were having people tape it off the phone so we could see.
We all saw it.
So we got to see like how you treat the kid's mother. And I don't know if they're. I guess they're not together since he's dating a hot miner.
Yeah, it's got another.
I might add smoke show. She is something else.
Remember the video of him running out of the courtroom to the wrong direction?
Wrong direction, and they said, hey, run that 4-5 back the other way. Run that 4-5. The car went the other way. But, so this came out in the middle of everything. I just wonder what Bruce Arians going to have to say about that. Well, he's vaccinated now. But anyway, so he got suspended. And I just had to bring that out. Like, geez, Antonio Brown, can we ever just talk about you beating a guy one-on-one and taking it to the house? Can we just ever not have drama or stiffen somebody or doing something that the league is – by the way, it does make you wonder, doesn't it, though, how many players have fake vaccination cards?
Well, yeah, it does. Because now you have to go. Now you have to.
I don't think Antonio Brown and his two teammates were the only ones that thought of this.
Probably not.
Anyway, we got to go to break here. We do have Mike Gesicki. He got a lot of stuff. Monday Night Football. The Cowboys took Taysom Hill as a quarterback. What do you think? I like him doing all the different things he can do, but don't, like, he shouldn't be throwing a football 41 times.
No way.
I mean, I know he's a really good athlete, a tough son of a gun. He can, special teams. He can run for 100 yards. He can do this. But that's still a special skill and why those guys get paid the big bucks. This thing's not dropping back and beating you with that arm. It's just not. Four picks, a pick six, 19 of 41. Tell me that they're not going to be in the market for a quarterback next year.
They just gave him another extension, this guy. I mean, what are they? How many extensions can you give
it? It's a real flexible one, though. It's got a lot. If you do this and you do that, you can make this and you can do that. It's.
I do think you are right. Another team enters the quarterback portal going into the offseason.
No, they were one of my eight anyway. All right.
I was thinking last night, by the way, like, this is the time of year where we start to say that Thursday night football is a bad idea. How many guys didn't play in that game last night? That injury report was a disaster.
Oh, I saw the start of the game, all those Saints players over on the side, and I was like, oh, God, this is...
Like, Thursday night football, it sucks to begin with, but this is like the point of the year where I feel like it really turns into a mess.
Yeah. Listen, you're missing key guys, and everybody goes, oh, we got the next man up. I know, but the next man up's not as good as the man over on that bench. It's just a fact. All right, we got Mike Gesicki going to join us from the Miami Dolphins in just a couple of minutes. I want to take a moment during the holiday season to talk to you about Chapman Partnership. Man, we need your help, and if things are good in your life, I just want to tell you all about them. Two homeless facilities that are fantastic. They're doing so much more. I always hate saying that. We got a homeless problem throughout South Florida, got all over, by the way. It's, a lot of people going through some tough times. And Chapman Partnership does so much more than just a bed and a place for a warm meal. I tell people that they're changing lives daily in our community by empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care with all the great programs they have to help these people and help the homeless get back out on their feet within 3 or 4 months with all the in-house programs they have, including doctors come in and helping with mental health issues and physicals and helping people that have been on the street for a while get back on their feet, find a place to live, and find a job. That's what the goal's been for the last 25 years for Chapman Partnership. Listen, if you can, join me here at 560 WQM as we help support families at Chapman through the rest of 2021. If you can and things have been good and you'd like to donate, well, I'll tell you what, all those dollars help all our programs we have to help the homeless at Chapman Partnership and their two facilities. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org/donate. Your generosity to Chapman Partnership helps transform lives year-round through the most difficult of times. Now more than ever, here towards the end of the year, we really need your help. And anything you can do for Chapman Partnership, thank you so much.